Ben here from 92.3 FM. It's our privilege today to be talking to Sam Childers, who runs a mission called Angels of East Africa. And Sam is known as the Machine Gun Preacher. Is that right, Sam?
Yep, Machine Gun Preacher.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So we'll start off with something basic. What inspired you to establish a ministry in Africa, and how has it evolved over?
You know, I believe that it was a calling from God, and I speak a lot on how do you know it's God speaking to you? And I feel one of the main things that you know it's God, you don't want to do it. I mean, if you're all happy about doing it, I'm not saying it's not a good thing, but I'm saying it probably isn't God. Because God will ask us to do something that's going to totally mess up our life. It's going to change our direction into His direction. And that's what happened to me 31 years ago. And I've been in Africa for 27 years. When the calling was first put on me, I tried to put money into Africa. I mean, I was putting thousands of dollars into Africa thinking, and I literally said this one day. I went outside, looked up, and said, God, wouldn't you rather have my money? And He said, no, I need you. So 27 years now.
Must have been a big step of faith to go, all right, what was the actual day like that you decided to do it? It would have been...
You know, when I made up my mind to go to Africa, I had every reason not to go. You know, I don't know Australia, but I know America very well. And most Americans that go to the mission field, most Americans that become a missionary usually do it because they're lazy and they don't like to work. People don't like me saying that, but that's the truth. I had every reason not to go to the mission field. I had a construction company. I was doing about $1.8 to $2 million of building a year. I had a real estate company. I owned 17 houses and 8 stores. I had all the man toys, camper trailers, fishing boat, gun collection. I had every reason not to go to the mission field. But when I made that decision, it was hard. I didn't want to do it. And I can honestly say I was in turmoil for probably 8 years. I was not a happy person. I was only there because I knew God sent me. But what's so crazy about it is I'm living the dream now. Yeah, I mean, I have a motorcycle shop in the U.S., a beautiful motorcycle shop. Everyone that goes to my bike shop, the first thing they say is, why does he live in Africa? And, but I'm living the dream. I mean, I'm still rescuing children. We have 5 working orphanages. We feed over 10,000 meals a day. We're giving food away. We built 7 schools. We're building number 8 school now. We're drilling water wells. The work keeps growing and growing, you know, but it was a tough first 8 years.
Yep. So there's some of the specifics. Can you give us some more of the specifics about your ministry and how it's helped children, and especially the ones that were
you know,
victims of the wars and child soldiers and stuff?
We are one of the only NGOs, missionaries, Christian organization that works in an active war zone. Now, the war in South Sudan and the war in Uganda, Northern Uganda has been over in war for many years. I call Uganda the land of milk and honey. South Sudan is very unstable, but nearly a year ago, God called me into another war in Congo. So we're still active in the war, but I believe, now, I'm not saying this is the absolute truth, okay? But I believe as a missionary, if you're just going to a third world country to teach people how to pray, I believe you need to stay home. I believe to change a nation, and that's what God requires us to do, change a nation. Jesus Christ should be first. Jesus Christ first. Second, education. That's why we build schools. Third, and this is why we create jobs, because I believe to change a nation, we got to teach people a skill and a trade. A lot of missionaries, I just had someone the other day, they said, well, Sam, what do you think holds Africa back? And I told him wars and missionaries. And he said, what, missionaries? Why would you say that? Because missionaries want to go to Africa and other third world countries, and they want to create a welfare system that the government cannot support. So the only way we can change that nation is not through giving stuff out, but through teaching a skill and a trade. So that's why the third thing that we do, we create businesses. Been very successful. We have right now, we have a commercial farm, restaurants, we have a roadhouse, security company, welding shop, hotels, supermarkets. We're working over 600 people right now on a payroll. And the thing in a third world country, when you work one person, that one person on a full-time job takes care of their family, their mom, their dad. So with 600 people on the payroll, we got a few thousand people that depend on the different businesses that we have. We're building right now, we're building at our roadhouse, we're putting in what we call in America a strip mall. It's a building with a lot of businesses in, seven more businesses. We're putting a conference room in that's going to be a church also on Sunday. It'll be the most high-tech church, the biggest technology you can think of, surround sound, the top of the line overhead projector will be able to do almost like a theater twice a month, you know. But the main thing that we're doing it for is Jesus Christ, but also we're creating 30 more full-time jobs.
Yeah, that's exciting. You're talking about, I guess, creating businesses. How much do these businesses put back into your ministry?
You know, I tell you what's really crazy. Our organization, the nonprofit, the non-for-profit, the main office that's in America, we do close to $2 million worth of work a year. But I have a motorcycle shop in the U.S. With the security company and all the other businesses, we put about another $1 million back into the business a year. You know, so I do business conferences around the world. I believe that in these days that we're living in as Christians, we need to be focused on also making money. Because if we believe we're in the last days, that means we're running out of time. That means we need to be winning people for the Lord. And just like this beautiful church and building that we're in now, it costs a lot of money to operate this place. So I believe as Christians, we need to be focused on making money so we can do kingdom building. I have not seen anybody that can do things to build the kingdom that doesn't cost money. I run a security company. I worked for Reinhard Bonnke years ago. I done security for him at a crusade that he did. That crusade cost over $1 million, I heard. So, I mean, you got to make money to win people to the Lord, you know. So we're very focused on making money. I always do a Q&A everywhere I speak. And I believe that if I come into your town, I come into your church, your venue, I come into your city, I'm here to ask you to support Angels of East Africa. So I feel you should be able to ask me any question you like to. You Australians are good people. I always say, don't go to America, because I'm serious. In America, when you do a Q&A, they're hard. They ask you the hardest questions, but you have every right. But see, nobody asked me how much money on a dollar goes to the work. Nobody asked me, like, the first person I would ask a missionary like me, how much do you make? You know, I get part of my salary comes from the main office, Angels of East Africa. Another part of my salary comes from my motorcycle shop, building motorcycles. And another part comes from security company in East Africa. But off of doing a few million dollars worth of work a year, I do a very modest salary, about $120,000. U.S. dollars. So that's about probably about 150, 160 Australian dollars. But that's a very modest salary to compared to someone that brings in over $3 million a year, you know. So
out of all these industries you're setting up for these people in Africa, is it like if Sam Childers died tomorrow, would the African people, without your other businesses in America?
Yeah, no. This is how everything's set up. There's a CEO in America. When I hit 50, I started forming the organization because I'm still active in a war zone. So I started forming the organization, what if? What if I got killed? What if I got shot? What if I got sick? So, I mean, so forming it, the CEO that runs the U.S. office, she's like 28 years old. She has a heart that's just sold out for children of Africa. My wife is over 20 years younger than me. My wife is an African. Our nephew, we've already been grooming him. Right now, we just put him in boarding school. He's a Christian boy. We've been grooming him to also come in within the next 3 to 4 years and start working beside of us. So the organization is already forming. But when you look right now, I have two books that's out. I have a new book that comes out in August. There's a documentary that comes out December. That's the second documentary. The first documentary is still on Amazon Prime, Hulu, and a few others. But then there's a new Hollywood movie that comes out next year, or it goes into production next year. Mm. So nearly half of that money, maybe even a little bit more, will go into a trust fund. So the organization, for me, now this is me talking, I don't want to know that I gave up my entire life to rescue children and be laying on my deathbed wondering, is it going to collapse when I take my last breath? So I believe that Angels of East Africa will go on until the sound of that trumpet. That's awesome. What I believe.
I'm a little bit interested in the war. Is Kony still very active today?
You know, a number of years ago, probably 4 or 5 years, now probably 6 years ago now, they dropped the reward on Kony's head. You know, they had a $5 million reward, the U.S. did, and then there was $4 million from other people. They dropped it for a number of years, and about a year ago, they restated the reward again. And I always said I didn't believe he was dead. But supposedly, he's in the Congo in the same area where I'm at, so... Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll make some extra money one day.
Be interesting to talk about the family dynamics of being a missionary and being able to manage that sort of stuff.
You know, that's probably the hardest thing for me. As I said to you, I've remarried. I haven't, almost 10 years ago, my marriage fell apart. And I can't talk about my ex-wife. She was a good woman. And, this is what I say when I'm in a church. If we are Christian, we're to be the priest of our home. And if your marriage breaks up for any reason, it's our fault. So my marriage split up 10 years ago. It was my fault. I'll take the blame. It didn't break up because of adultery or anything like that. But, you know, there's one thing that I can stand before God and say, I never quit. I have a lot of things to answer for on Judgment Day. The word says every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. I have a lot of things to answer for. But there's one thing that God will not ask me is, why did you leave all those children? You know, I just turned 60 years old, still work in an active war zone, and I'm still there rescuing children. Our farm just this past year, this is just the past 5 years, we give away our entire crop. After we fill our storehouse. This past year, we gave away 90 ton of rice, 20 awesome. Ton of maize. I mean, we fed thousands of people for 3 to 4 months, you know. So we're still out there saving lives.
Yep. Praise God. That's good, mate. I think it always takes two to tango, but it's good to see a man that takes responsibility. Yeah,
well, it is what it is. I believe as men, I believe that's what we need to start doing is taking responsibilities. I will say my wife I have married to now, we work side by side. The only reason because of us working so many people and having so many businesses, when I'm on a 6 week tour or an 8 week tour, she always comes in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But Australia is very difficult to get visas.
Yep.
And for me, it's very difficult to get one anyhow because of being in the biker world, you know, so.
Yeah, I heard of you a number of years ago, and it was quite interesting. I heard that you couldn't come to Australia.
Yeah, but, I was coming, and then all of a sudden, bam, they took my visa away.
So I was interested, and then all of a sudden you're here, and then Jeff's offering for the interview, so I was... Really appreciate you saying that. Is where can people look your mission up, Angels of East Africa?
You know, Angels of East Africa can be kind of difficult. You got to go for a pen and write it down. All you need to remember is Machine Gun Preacher.
Yep.
If you Google Machine Gun Preacher, the website will come up. You can even get my contacts if you want to go on a mission trip. if you want to support the work we do. I mean, and really, I challenge people, go to our Facebook, you know, Sam Childers Facebook, Samuel Childers Facebook. There's four Facebook sites out there. Check out the work we do. I mean, because I've been in the mission field 27 years, and I'm the first to say a lot of people are not doing what they say they're doing. So when it comes down to missionaries, you have every right. Research them, you know. And one thing I say to a lot of people want to go to Africa and start something. The average person that goes to Africa and starts something is only there from 1 to 3 years.
Yep.
And then they quit. You actually hurt people in a community more than you help them by doing that. So I challenge people, if you feel led to go to Africa, find an organization out there. There's a lot of good organizations. Find one that's been there for at least 10 years, at least 10 years, and go in, partner with them, help to take them from here to here. And when you feel it's time for you to move on, you don't hurt nobody, you know. So find good organizations. If you want to support us, we're drilling wells. Our feeding program, we actually cut back a few thousand, only in adults. We never cut back on any children during COVID. But we're still feeding over 10,000 meals a day, you know. It's hard to find that out there.
Yeah, that's really good. It's been great talking to you, Sam, and I'm looking forward to hearing you tonight and what you've got to share on probably a lot more detailed scale. Have you got anything else you'd like to tell the Mareeba community?
You know, I think the biggest thing is I hear all the time people say, well, you know what, I would like to give my life to the Lord, but because of what I've done, I don't think he can forgive me. And I challenge people, look into my testimony, look into my life, because if God can forgive me, he can definitely forgive you. And if God can use me, he can definitely use you. You know, so God wants to do a miracle in your life. So I tell the people everywhere I go, right here in this community, step out, give God a chance, and watch what will happen.
Well, that's Sam Childers, the Machine Gun Preacher. I really appreciate talking to him, and it'll be on a few times over the next couple of weeks. So thanks very much, Sam. Really appreciate your time, and encourage people to check it out. As Sam said, if you want to go to Africa and go through another missionary thing, don't hurt people.
And praise God.
You're never too broken to be forgiven and for God to use. So that's amazing. That's hope. So praise God. Thanks, Sam.
All right. God bless you.